mean to me on 3BA's Big Show, and someone who is never mean is our very own Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Jordy, good morning.
Yeah, so you've got a lot to chat about today. Like, Bert Newton's ended up in hospital.
He is. He's in hospital at the moment undergoing a series of tests. Patty, his wife, shared a photo of him on her public and private social media accounts yesterday afternoon, basically just to let people know what was going on, and I suspect as well probably getting ahead of any salacious media reporting that might have come out yet again, because that does happen, as we know, with Bert and Patty from time to time. As we know, he does have diabetes. That's pretty common knowledge, but the whispers that are coming through is that it's something not so serious, nothing really major like a heart attack or anything like that. The whispers sort of suggest that it's more being touted as some sort of ongoing care or problem in that regard. We know he's had a few health issues in the last couple of months or going back to the start of this year, so it sounds like it's just connected to that. I did hear yesterday that it was being reported as well that he could be in hospital for up to 10 days, which is a little bit concerning. Patty says that he's going to be okay. He's got a lot of living to do, so it sounds like he should make a full recovery.
I always loved Bert Newton on TV. He was so funny.
Oh, he's an absolute legend, isn't he? Imagine if something did ever happen to him. The whole city would absolutely the whole state and country probably would also grind to a halt as well. But look, he's not according to the whispers that are coming through, he's not anywhere near that point yet. Good. You don't have to worry about funeral arrangements. Everybody can sleep easy from what we're hearing. It sounds like he should be okay.
Thank goodness. Now, Meghan Markle, there's something going on with her privacy case.
Yes, that's right. Some court documents were revealed yesterday that sort of gave us a little bit more detail on just what is happening with that particular case. Of course, she's suing the publishers of the Mail on Sunday newspaper in the UK after they published that letter that she wrote to her father. And despite her previously saying, no, I didn't, she's now actually admitted that she did, in fact, give permission for a friend to talk to the authors of that book, Finding Freedom, that book that was written about her and Prince Harry. Now, for all intensive purposes of being completely accurate and fair in terms of reporting, the authors have actually said that they've never spoken to Meghan or Harry and that they didn't cooperate with them in any way. But look, I don't know. In a way, you could sort of say that they were involved, given that they did give permission for a friend to speak to these particular authors of the book. But look, you know, there's a lot more to play out in this case when it gets into court next year.
And what in the world is going on with Pete Evans?
Well, obviously, there was that big sort of controversy that erupted earlier in the week when he passed at that neo-Nazi-style cartoon on his social media. And like when any scandal breaks, once one company sinks the boot in, everybody else follows. We saw 15 different companies dump him. It's like a domino effect, really. You know, we saw that this week. They ended all of their deals with him or removed his cookbooks from their shelves and their stores. Interestingly, two stores over in New Zealand have followed our lead this week by removing his books and products from sale. There are some stores, though, that are actually still selling them as recently as yesterday afternoon, including one that pulled another controversial book from another author a few weeks ago. Other stores, though, still have some of his products and books online, and some of them are still selling his sauces and broths as per normal. I suspect that they might be gone soon, but it's sort of interesting that that hasn't really played out over there the same way that it has here in Australia.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And fans of the Vicar of Dipley should be rejoicing over this news.
They are. They should be indeed, because she's pulling on the dog collar once more to do 3 10-minute episodes in the UK. They might air on the ABC here in Australia, but definitely in the UK. It's all to do with a short series titled The Vicar of Dibley in Lockdown. James Fleet, the actor who played Hugo on the show originally, is going to join her for us, and they're going to tackle some topics in a Zoom-style fashion as to how to deal with various aspects of the show, like Owen, the crazy farmer that was on the show, and Alice's departure from the village after the actress who played her, Emma Chambers, passed away just a few years ago. So should be really interesting. She reprised the role a few months ago or earlier in the year for a benefit over in the UK, but this is for three sort of 10-minute episodes to go to air over there. So it should be good.
Yeah, you got to love Dawn Fringe. I remember there's an episode of The Young Ones from the 80s where she appeared on it, and the guys are, I think, living in the alleyway or something at that point in time, and the sun's coming up and it's like, "Hi, Dawn," and Dawn's running through and she's like, "Hi, guys," and then the sun's like, "Hi, guys." It was really bizarre.
Very corny. Very, very corny indeed, but still so good.
It is. Okay, Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane, how can people find out what you are up to?
They can check me out on Twitter at Celebrity Lane 1.